Hello, and welcome to Women's Magazine. I'm Global Val. It's not all that we're saying, but it's one of the big things that we're saying here. Give peace a chance. That's what everybody wants. Actually, last weekend at Earth Day San Francisco, I got to be one of the speakers, I was very honored to be. And, my radio name is Global Val, and there's a few reasons for that. And one of the reasons is I've been to 17 different countries. And what I've found as a common thread, so to speak, around the world is that people want basically the same things. They want happiness. They want peace. And they want health for their families and communities. And that's something that I think we have the capabilities of achieving in the 21st century. And so I'm dedicating today's Women's Magazine on MutinyRadio.fm to the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. They go by the acronym WILPF, which is kind of hard to say, W-I-L-P-F, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And they have been an international women's organization for 100 years. They formed out of the ashes of World War I and have been working together ever since. And one of our friends, actually, Alexandria Rain Smith, you could find her on Facebook. She's a poet. She was part of a WILPF summit last summer. And this year, she was invited to The Hague for the centennial, the 100th anniversary of WILPF, and which just happened this past week. And she was one of the, well, I'm calling her the keynote poet because she was invited to perform her poetry. So thank you to Alexandria Rain Smith for being my liaison to WILPF and opening this door for all of us here to gain from what that organization has to say. Being that it is 100 years old, that means World War I was 100 years ago. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom met, and they created a manifesto to reiterate and to augment and clarify some of their key beliefs and what they're working towards for the next 100 years of peace building in the world. So today, I'd like to read for you that manifesto, the 2015 Women's International League for Peace and Freedom Manifesto. Here we go, folks. We, members of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, on the centenary of our foundation, pay tribute to the courageous and far-sighted women who, amid the carnage of the First World War, took a bold initiative for peace and brought our movement into being. We affirm their belief that women have a particular interest in stopping war and particular skills we can bring to the task. We remain convinced that the achievement of peace and the achievement of equality and justice for all people, together with the full inclusion and representation of women in all our diversity, are inseparable goals. After 100 years that have brought another world war, 5 times more deadly than the first, the invention of the most destructive weapons ever known, increasing militarism, and the emergence of new kinds of armed actor and conflict, we renew WILPF's commitment to eradicating war by addressing its root causes. Among them, we identify the following. Root causes of war, everybody, according to WILPF. Number one, militarism as a way of thought and the militarization of societies such that perceived threats are likely to be met with weaponry rather than words. Global Val, side note, take note of what's going on in the conversation in our country right now with police brutality. Number two, the capitalist economic system involving the exploitation of labor and resources by the few, wantonly harming people and the environment, generating conglomerates of global reach and unaccountable power. Global Val, side note, pay attention to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP quote-unquote free trade agreement that Congress is trying to fast-track through right now, which would just decimate, business, society, environment around the world, as it would institute basically corporate tribunals in member states or member countries who would sign on to the TPP. So basically, if you have a big corporation that is extracting some natural resources or using local labor in a country, and that the people in that country or the government of that country decide that this corporation has been violating some sort of environmental laws or some sort of labor laws, they would set up a special court, special tribunal, whereby the judges of that tribunal, independent of anything else, are actually spend part of their time as the lawyers for the corporations. So, I mean, come on, do we not see the writing, bloody writing on the wall? All right, let me get back to Wilp's root causes of war. Number three, the nation-state system as it is today, involving dominant states, imperialist projects, interstate rivalry, occupation, contested borders, and, inside those borders, all too often, failure of democracy, political repression, and intolerance of diversity. Again, folks, let's look around. Have walls ever really helped anybody other than to throw rocks at them or shoot bombs over them? It doesn't stop anything. It just creates more war and more division. And if we look at even in our country right now, which, you know, we have so much pride that it was founded on the freedom of religion. Well, since 9/11, how much anti-Islamic Islamophobia has come up in our society around dinner tables and in our institutionalized police state. Thousands of Muslim Americans were rounded up after 9/11 and falsely imprisoned. And now we see it so much in our mainstream media and everything. And we just have to remember, diversity is a beautiful thing, and we can all get along even though we have different ideas. I think that's where we're going here. Number four, social systems of racist supremacy, cultural domination, and religious hierarchy. All right. Number five or six, as a root cause of war, according to the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom, patriarchy, the subordination of women by men in state, community, and family, perpetuated by the social shaping of men and women into contrasted, unequal, and limiting gendered identities, favoring violent masculinities and compliant femininities. We understand these as intersected and mutually reinforcing systems of power, all founded on violence, and together, productive of war. We undertake, with urgency, to strive creatively to bring about, before another 100 years have passed, total worldwide disarmament. Economic systems that will deliver well-being to every human being and other life forms on this precious planet. Multilateral organizations capable of mediating between states and guaranteeing international law. Democratic governance from local to global level. Social systems that accord no privilege to people or peoples of a given physical type, culture, or religion. And the end of male supremacy, radical change in the way we live gender, and the fulfillment of women's rights and human rights. Violence is not inevitable. It's a choice. Let me read that again. Violence is not inevitable. It is a choice. We choose nonviolence as means and as end. We will liberate the strength of women and, in partnership with like-minded men, bring to birth a just and harmonious world. We will implement peace, which we believe to be a human right. We will implement peace, which we believe to be a human right. And that is the beginning of WILP's 2015 100 Year Anniversary Manifesto. Humanifesto. Womanifesto. Thank you for listening to Women's Magazine. I'm Global Val. You can check out my blog, globalval.blogspot.com. And of course, broadcasting here from Mutiny Radio, M-U-T-I-N-Y, mutinyradio.fm, here at 21st in Florida in the Mission District of San Francisco, my hometown. And I'd like to end the show with a poem. And hopefully Alexandra Rain will hopefully be calling into the next show, which is the Common Thread Collective here at Mutiny Radio every Friday from 3 to 6. It's an open mic for the community, musicians, poets, activists, travelers. Anybody who wants to stop by, you're welcome to. Our doors are open. And she actually called into last week's Common Thread Collective. So that was April 17th. So if you look at the podcast, I believe she called in probably about 45 minutes into the show with an amazing poem. And she'll be calling into Common Thread later today. But I'd like to read you a poem. This is a poem I wrote back in January of 2015 because I was looking around at, you know, what we're all we're up against here. But also seeing progress not only as necessary, but as inevitable. And when I said out loud that it's time, I think it's time for a renaissance. And the renaissance, the idea of that just resonated. And all the hairs in my arms started tingling and my head started tingling. And you gotta trust that feeling, right? So I wrote this poem, and I hope you'll like it. And I read it last week at Earth Day. It is time for a renaissance. It's always darkest just before the dawn, and I think we've seen how deep and dark mankind has gone. So the only conclusion that must be drawn is it is time for a renaissance. Humanism reared its creative head after centuries of illness and dread, and what we got was beauty in its stead. It is time for a renaissance. Humanism didn't die. It's just been obfuscated by the power lines, authority that draws its own conclusions for the rest, but whose delusions do not benefit all of us. It is time for a renaissance. When the great muses of the architects and artists set out to rebuild the world in beauty, we gained a cultured awe in the dome of Brunelleschi. And if you've ever been to Florence or Firenze, it's plain to see why Michelangelo felt so close to heaven. It is time for a renaissance. We artists and thinkers of heart may not have the patrons of the Medici, but we don't need the means of money to bridge the gaps of what we see. It is time for a renaissance. When short-sighted ideas don't go according to plan, and we refuse to eat any more poisoned propaganda, this is a renaissance. When we see Pandora's box coughing up its last breath, we'll be here to clean up after the mess. For the current plane of existence isn't lacking genius. Rather, it is awaiting a blossoming of our progress. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's time for our new renaissance. Thanks for listening to Women's Magazine. And remember, just when your aspirations seem outrageous, inspiration is contagious. Peace. And thank you. See you next week. I'm Global Val.
Oh, yeah.